Game show. Let's do it.
All right. Today, Mike, we're going to do over under net worth. I'm going to give you celebrity names, and you tell me if they are worth more or less than the number I give.
All right. I'm ready. I'm going to be good at this one.
You are?
Yes.
You sure?
I'm going to bet some money, too.
Oh, well, how much are you going to bet?
How many do you have? How many questions?
I have 10, if we can get to all of them.
All right. I'm going to say that I get 7 or more, and if I don't, I will pay you and Ted $20.
Okay. Great. I like this. This sounds really good. All right. First off, Rowan Atkinson. That would
Mr.
be
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean actor. Yes. Is he over or under net worth of $200 million?
I know that show was successful, but that seems pretty high for him. I'm going to say under.
You are correct. He is worth $150 million.
That's still more than I thought. Good, let him live, man. Good job.
Now,
Johnny English.
He had Johnny English, which was popular over in England. And, you know, the movie came out over here, but still popular over there. He had, obviously, Mr. Bean. But also, he was on a British series called Blackadder back in the 80s, which was also very popular. So he had a long career in England before he really started making the mark over here. But there you go. Next up, Jessica Alba. Over or under net worth $120 million.
Seems high. She is still smoking hot, by the way. Under.
Ooh, sorry. Over. She is $200 million
wow,
to her net worth.
Wow, does she have a business I'm not aware of? Is she
apparently
owner?
Well, I don't know if you have heard of The Honest Company. They make green household products. In addition to all the movie checks she's collected over the years, she founded that company.
Good for her.
And she's doing well with that, yes. Next up, Kathy Ireland. Oh. Net worth, you know, famous model.
Back
obviously.
In the day, she Oof. Was my favorite in the swimsuit yes. edition of SI.
There is a swimsuit cover that is still legendary in my mind.
It's yes. burned in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sometimes I pull that memory out, depending on if I need it.
Over under $100 million net worth for Kathy Ireland.
Under.
Over.
See, I'm making a mistake. I always, when you say a hot girl, I always have to go over.
This number is going to shock you. $500
million
is what she's estimated
to
be. Now, here's why. Here's why. So she obviously made some money for her modeling, yes. But in 1993, she launched her own line of socks, which then led to other clothing products, all named after Kathy Ireland. That led to Kathy Ireland Worldwide, a company that makes 2.6 billion in sales.
I had no idea.
Every year.
I had no idea.
I knew she had lines of clothing over the years in various stores, but she is, her company makes 2.6 billion in sales every year. So
is it like provocative wear or is it stuff that your mom would wear?
I don't think so. I thought the Kathy Ireland stuff, if I remember correctly, I thought it was just like all kinds of things, but I'm pretty sure it was just like regular clothes.
Let her live. Well, I can only miss one more.
That's right. Next up, Judge Judy.
Oh, Judge has got some cash.
Over under $350 million.
Oh, does she have that much cash? I know she makes a lot of cash.
$350 million
over
under.
That's a lot of money, Judge Judy. Under.
Over.
Cover man doesn't think women make any money.
She is worth at least $400 million, according to most estimates.
Judge.
Now, here's the thing. So Judith Scheinland is her, you know, full name, Judge Judy. Her show is in its 25th season. She is currently taking home $47 million per year, according to Forbes.
You get paid $50 million to stand in judgment of people.
Now, listen to this. They described her annual paycheck negotiations with her CBS bosses. Here's what she said. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. She says she hands them an envelope that contains her salary demands and other requests for her crew and production. And if CBS doesn't accept the terms, she says, that's fine. I'll just go make the show myself because I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And every year they go, aw, crap, we don't want to lose her. Sure, here you go. Here's whatever you asked for. But as it turns out, she did announce last year that after this upcoming run through 2021. That will be the end of Judge Judy. But she's already announced she's moving on to something called Judy Justice, where she's just going to, I presume, keep doing a similar thing.
Let her live, man.
So apparently they decided, all right, no more, we're not paying you this money. And so now she's doing that, and she's going to go do her own thing. All right, next
up. I do that every single year. I hand Platinum Fox an envelope, and I say, this is what it's going to cost for me to continue doing the show. He comes back, crosses that number out, and we just take the money out of Ted's salary, and everybody's happy.
That's exactly right. Next up, Andrew Hsu, Billy Campbell from Melrose Place.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Actor Andrew Hsu.
A little deep dive here.
Okay. Over under $20 million.
Under?
Nope. Over. Now, again, a lot of these people have other things they do. In addition to his television work, he went on to co-found popular website Cafe Mom with childhood friend Michael Sanchez, which rebranded to Cafe Media in 2015, and as of 2020, boasted some 164 million unique visitors per month.
See, I should have known you're trying to trick me on all this stuff.
I'm not tricking you. I'm just telling you.
You're tricking me.
There's no trick. I'm just giving you numbers.
Should have known.
How about Daisy Fuentes? You remember her? Former MTV VJ, one of my all-time favorites.
Also
over
hot.
Under. Over. Please take the hint. Over under $10 million.
Oh, over.
Over. Yes. Yes. Former weather girl turned MTV VJ was Revlon's first Latina spokeswoman. She is also has a successful clothing and accessory line. She is worth $75 million.
Let her
it
live.
Is estimated. Good for her. Gloria Estefan. Over under $200 million.
I say Gloria's got more cash than that.
You are correct.
Yes.
$500 million.
Oh,
the
Gloria.
Rhythm's going to get you. Now, guess what she did, Mike, after she made all that money singing songs and dancing and all that stuff as a pop musician? She went on to found a Miami business and real estate empire that led to the co-founding of multimedia entertainment company Estefan Enterprises.
I knew she did other things. So
yes. Now, I think this one will blow your mind. It blew my mind. How much do you think Trey Parker and Matt Stone are? I'm going to give you an over-under of $800 million.
Together or individual?
These are the creators of South Park.
I know, but is this...
Combined.
Combined.
Their combined worth. So what? I'm going to say $800 million over-under.
I'm going to say it's probably over. That show was on for a long time.
Yeah.
And merchandise was probably through the roof.
It's still on. And they are estimated to have a net worth of... I forget which one is which. One is $600 million. The other is $700 million. Because not only did they do all the South Park stuff and they retained a lot of the money from that, they also did that Book of Mormon, which was a huge hit, the Broadway hit. They're worth $1.3 billion combined.
All I know is when I worked at Spencer Gifts, we had South Park stuff out the ass at Spencer
Gifts. Yes, exactly right. They merchandised very well. They obviously have had... That show's been on forever, so let them live.
We had Dildaroonies, and we had South Park stuff.
And very anatomically correct pasta.
That's right. We had pee-pee pasta.
What? Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to think. I was going to try to think of Leanna's favorite Russian queen that had the various
Catherine
furniture.
Catherine the Great.
Well, she was eating some pee-pee pasta. No doubt about it.
Probably had Pop Rocks, too.
You know, you need that pee-pee pasta to be al dente. You don't want a mushy, flaccid pasta. You don't want that.
No, of course not.
You want it to have some chew.
I agree with you.